Good afternoon. This is Veronica Conway, and I am the founder of the G8 Intensive and the Smart Soulful Selling Bootcamp. And I'm really excited today to have this sort of interview slash case study with my client and friend. I'm going to let him introduce himself in just a moment. But just to give you an overview about what we're going to talk about today, we're going to talk today about this notion that you can go from making no money in your real estate business or any business to $60,000 in a pretty short period of time. In this case, Ron Hendricks, who you're going to be hearing from in a moment, went from zero to $60,000 in about 90 days. And we're going to talk about exactly how he did that and sort of what the process was for getting himself in motion to have that result. So I want to just welcome you, Ron. Welcome to the call. Will you say a little bit about yourself and your business?
Yeah, this is Ron Hendricks. Been in the real estate as an agent for about almost 4 years now. I joined the intensive boot camp with Veronica, the GA program, about 3 months ago. And after meeting her, I ended up with the total of going from basically no escrows to an escrow is a deal in process in real estate, but going from zero to like $60,000 in like 90 days.
Yeah, it's really exciting. So let's talk a little bit about how that works. And I want to give people a really clear sense of how you create that kind of result, because in the G8 Intensive, we create that result over and over with our people. Like, we're doing that over and over again. It's a proven model. It works. But, you know, some of you that are listening may be wondering, like, how could I create a result like that? Like, you know, do I have to have some special knowledge, some special whatever? And I really want to just ask you and invite you to consider the possibility that this kind of journey is possible for everyone. So, Vaughn, talk a little bit about where you were when I met you, like, you know, where you were at in your business, what you were kind of doing, what was and wasn't working. Say a little bit about that.
Well, when I met you, I was basically in a state of frustration. So because what I was doing, I was generating leads and everything, but nothing really was happening. You know, I was kind of doing lead generation without a purpose. But after I met you, you pointed out that, you know, I had a little fear and a little frustration mixed together. And what I ended up doing, once I recognized that, I started, you know, having an intent to make a certain number of sales. And when I went into the lead generation process, I just had a different state of mind, knowing what my intent was, and had a number to go after and things like that. It just made it clear. And even more so the second time, you know, after I went through your sales process of lead generation, the second time it was even better, because once that state is created, you can always get back to it and generate basically print money for your business.
Yeah, print money at will. That's what we always say in jigs. Like, let's print money at will, y'all. So go back. I want you to go back, because one of the things that you talked about is how, you know, back when you were, and you can imagine going back to when we first met, it's like you said you were doing a lot of things. You were doing activities. You were even engaged in lead generation, but it wasn't really resulting in anything. And so talk a little bit about that. I think that a lot of people are out there that are, you know, meant to be up and selling in their business, selling in their brokerage, and they're doing a lot of stuff. They may be engaging in, like, complex activities, but it's not actually getting them anywhere. Talk a little bit about what life was like and what your typical day was like in that sense. And so I think it's important for people to really get that they're not alone in that a lot of us are going through that. It's like, I'm doing stuff, but none of it's working. Talk a little bit about that state.
Well, prior to meeting you, what I was doing was I was lead generating, but, you know, kind of hit and miss. you know, when I lead generate, if I didn't get the results that I wanted, you know, even though I knew you have to, you know, it's a numbers game, you have to keep going back at it. But I would get frustrated, take time off, weeks in, week at a time, or I would lead generate, get leads, and then just work specifically on the lead. And then next thing you know, I don't have any more leads. So that was like an eye opener as well.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm hearing you say is it's that up and down, right? And you and I talk about the up and down frustration of, well, I'm working, and I may be getting leads. Or if I'm working and I'm not getting a result, then I kind of give up, right, because I get frustrated and I hit the wall. Or if I'm working and getting leads, I'll focus on just doing the service delivery on those leads, but I'm not in a system to generate more leads. So either way, there's like this effort and activity without a result. Is that, am I hearing you that?
Yeah.
And so what happens?
Go ahead. Well, now I was going to say the thing too is just having your process, you know, lead generation, we all know, you know, what that means, you know, you're generating sales, but the way the G8 intensive put the process in motion, it allows you to do it effortlessly. So that's like key.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not feeling bad about it. You know, it's excitement around it. You actually learn to love selling.
Right. Well, talk a little bit about the emotion, and we're going to go into the process in a minute, but talk a little bit about that sort of the emotional state, right, of frustration. Because, you know, you and I talked about, like, the ups and downs, right, of just, like I always say this, right, you're in business, you can usually track your financial results to your emotional state. So if you're internally on any kind of a roller coaster, right, of sort of highs and lows, like I work, and then I stop, I hit the wall, and then I work, and I stop, and I hit the wall, right, your finances follow that path, but oftentimes it's because your emotional state follows that path. So can you talk just a little bit about, you know, the emotional, for everybody that's out there that may be going through this, where it's like you're frustrated and you're hitting the wall, and you're on that high and low, talk a little bit about what your experience was of that before it shifted.
Well, that's exactly it. You can tell through your business numbers where your emotional state is, as well as feel it, because, you know, your business is suffering because of it. You know, you can have days where, you know, you're all up for lead generation because you need money or whatever, or somebody have told you, you know, you need to lead generate, and you'll do it that day, and then you still can't get up to keep doing it and be consistent with it. And what I learned from Veronica is you have to have your mind has to be clear around the sales process. And she has a very simple yet clear sales process to get you into that state.
Yeah, because mindset is really, right, in sales, mindset is everything, right? It's game on or game off, right?
Yeah, exactly.
it's really everything. Yeah, so, and we do. In G8, we absolutely take people through a process where we go, when I call it annihilating limiting beliefs and emotions, right, where you literally, you take your most limiting beliefs about selling, about, you know, all the previous trauma that you've been through, all that sense of resignation that you experience, all the places where you feel like you failed. We become identified with those thoughts and those ways of being, and we think that that's who we are, right? We think that because we've been getting mediocre results that it means something about who we are, and so we have to take the time sometimes to go in and completely recalibrate that thinking so that we can see a new possibility. So I know that happened very powerfully for you, Ron.
It did. It did. It really did. Yeah, you have to what I've realized, you know, through working with Veronica was that you have a lot of stuff internally running in the background that kind of holds you back. Well, it does. It holds you back from actually lead generation and, you know, taking your business to the next level. And if you don't know that those programs are running, your business constantly suffers when you're constantly up and down.
Right, I always say your mindset is the water in which you swim, right? It's really just there operating all the time, but you're not aware of it because it's just invisible to you. It's like a fish. A fish doesn't know that it's in water, right? It's just swimming in water. That's the environment. That's the mental. That's the environment that it's in. And so the same is true with humans. So as that began to shift from you from a mindset perspective, what about we do, one of the things that we do is we clear, you know, we clear the decks mentally and emotionally first, so that you're in a state of readiness to sell. So first we get clear about your business model. This is true for any business. It's not just real estate. We do it for any business that comes in. So what's your, you know, how do you generate leads? How do you convert them? And what's your service delivery on the back end? And how do all those things line up? So we talk about that. But we also then, you know, do the mindset work. And then we look at really clearing out your environment so that you're in a state of readiness to even embark on this next journey. So we call it blitzing, toleration blitz. Can you talk a little bit about that, Ron? Because I know that you still do that to this day, right? When we got on the phone today, you said, I've been blitzing. So talk a little bit about the impact of that. Not so much, you know, what the impact of that has been in your business to know how to do that with regularity.
Yeah, in business, we all collect everything. Everybody's selling us this. We got 1,000 emails. We got all of these things and all of this stuff. But at the same time, we want to make money. And that's what I was talking about things playing in the background. So Veronica has a system called the Toleration Blitz, where you clear out all of those things, getting ready for your sales day or your lead generation day, whatever you want to call it. But that helps tremendously because now your mental is clear. You're free to, you know, do what you need to do. That's just, it's just you have to do it. You can't have papers everywhere, unfinished things all around you, and you're trying to sit here and basically lead generate and make money. You're cluttered. Mentally, you just won't be there. And just like you said, before I got on the phone with her, I was doing that. I was actually clearing out things, doing basically a toleration blitz because it's, you know, just getting ready for my sales process.
Mm-hmm. Right. So a lot of people say that when they come out of GA, blitzing becomes a regular part of their life. Like it just becomes a part of what they do because you realize how much you can get done in such a short period of time. Right, I say that which you're avoiding, really, that which you've been avoiding is running your life. It's running your business, right? That what you've been putting off, it's incomplete, it's hanging fire, all that stuff, sits in your body, in your consciousness like lead, right? It's like you feel guilty, you feel like I'm not on my game, I'm not doing it right, and all of that just creates drag and lag in the business. Right, so if we can take some time and get that done, and we do it in a very fun and powerful way, we get it done in community, then we can begin to, you know, really clear up our environment to support us as opposed to be a block in our business.
Yeah, and that's another thing. You mentioned community. When you're doing the G8, there are several other people on the line, and you're checking in every 45 minutes or so, and that energy increases and it gives you, you know, everybody's, you know, motivated to do this thing. And then what I've noticed is after you do it through the G8, when you do it on your own, it's basically the same thing, you know, because you have a you have a roadmap per se as to how to do it now, and you don't have to feel bad around it, because most of the time, especially when it comes time to making phone calls, we all have fear around that. We don't want to, you know, pick up the phone and do it. Where it's flipped in the G8 is when you pick up the phone, number one, you're clear from the toleration blitz. You've cleared out everything. And then when you get to the actual sales process, you're clear and you also have an intention of what you're trying to do for that particular sales blitz.
Yeah, and so talk about the selling process and what difference that made to you. I mean, you know, you've been in real estate. You know how to sell. They've taught you how to sell. You've been through a lot of training. You know how to do that. What was different for you and what shifted for you that allowed you to be even more powerful in sales?
The biggest shift is to know that you need to clear things out to get ready to do your sales and to have your mind mentally ready it really doesn't matter what happens when you pick up the phone because your intention is there. And really, what actually happens is you focus more on your intention, therefore you get your intention most of the time when you're doing it. Or you get pretty close to your intention. So the intention takes over all the fear and all the whatever's going on in your mind. You know, you kind of just get into the intention. Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that it's a really miraculous thing. Sometimes we're so subconsciously focused on our fear, right, that we forget to focus on what we want. Our brain's all clouded with stuff that we don't want. Our environment's all clouded with stuff that we don't want, right? And so we forget to focus on what we do want. But when we can have clarity about that, it can really move mountains all on its own, seemingly. It starts to feel like a little bit of magic, right?
Yeah, it like, does, and that's the key.
Yeah.
Once you can feel like you can get these things done and you can accomplish these big numbers, which Veronica helps tremendously because you can tell her your one intention and she's going to nudge you to go up, knowing that, you know, your potential can be even bigger, and that's a great help.
Yeah. Yeah, and I push on numbers. I'm like, okay, that's illegal. We're playing too small. Let's regroup. Bigger numbers, please. We're scaling here, please, pretty please. Right? And people suddenly go, oh, yeah, I can do more. Oh, yeah, I can do better. And all of a sudden they're scaling 4, 5, 6 figures. Like, when did that happen?
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about in weeks, not months. We're talking about scaling in weeks, not months, like getting back on track and really scaling up very quickly.
Yeah.
So what would you say, so there was a sales process and the sales blitz, and so how has sales blitzing really changed the game for you?
Well, it has changed the game tremendously because it's just the process. Just having a process to clear you out, number one, and to give you an attention and to have, you know, to be able to, when you're doing the sales process the way Veronica teaches, she taught me something that was really just priceless for me, whereas it's like you have your scheduled income, you have your booked income, and the most important one is the banked income. So in real estate, I can have a pipeline of people scheduled that I need to find homes for, and then the booked are people that have gotten homes and we're just waiting to close escrow, and then banked, of course, is money directly into your bank. Just having that outlook, even when I don't feel like doing, you know, a sales blitz, I can look at the board. If I have it written out on the board, she teaches us to write it out and have it out for visual. So I can look at that, and I can know that my business needs help. If I don't have anything in my bank, I need to start pushing some stuff through from that book department.
So. And then when we talk about, you know, how you dial it in sort of on the regular, right, we talked about calendar and the cash, like how you dial it in on the regular and how you make it sustainable, what have you noticed since you did the first G8 about how you schedule and how you, you know, can apply this now so that it's more sustainable, so that your revenue is more sustainable and predictable? Any thoughts about that?
What I do is how I apply that is I just look at my board. And I know how much I have to have each month. So when I look at my board, and if it's low in the bank category or the book, any category basically, but the main one I look at is banked. So I know I have to put more and more into my pipeline. So therefore, I'm making more calls, doing more marketing activity, just doing any activities that drive that banked income. And that's what's Yeah. Instead of
so
looking at it
know.
Like.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Sorry about that, Veronica. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, instead of looking at your business out of frustration, basically that's what we do. I was looking at it out of total frustration. This is not happening. This is not happening. This is not happening. So now I look at it based on those three principles, schedule, book, and bank. And I learned that from Veronica, even though you hear variations of it, but it's just different. It works. It works really good for me because I can avoid all the frustrations, look at the board, and say I need to bank more money and do a sales blitz.
Right. It becomes its own compass, right? You have your own compass of how to what you're measuring in your business and what you should be and what your activities need to be, right? And you got a very clear compass. So what would you say out of all of the things, Ron, was the biggest breakthrough for you? I know that you've had several that have kind of culminated in what you're experiencing now in terms of, you know, making even more money and having more profit and, you know, what was the biggest breakthrough, do you think, for you if you were to pick one?
The biggest breakthrough is when you hear Veronica say you can print money at will, you probably won't believe it, but until, when you get through her processes, you really believe that. And I really I believed it, but through a lot of frustration, problems, everyday living, I got away from it. But, no, it's very true. You can print money at will.
Mm-hmm. Right. You can print. You can just activate it. Yeah. Print money at will. Absolutely. Absolutely. I think too, having an awareness of just where you are at any given time, not from a standpoint of frustration, but from a standpoint of, oh, I know what I need to do. It's one thing to know what you need to do and feel judgmental and frustrated about it. It's another thing that you know what you need to do from a sense of possibility. Right, it's like I know I can go make money. I know I can solve my financial problems. I know, right? And having a really clear sense of that, I think that's a really important mindset to have, because oftentimes we can deteriorate into judgment and self doubt and all this stuff, you know, inner conflicts, and you know, we can beat ourselves up like crazy, as opposed to just having clarity about what needs to be done.
Yeah, you have to get out of. That's one thing. Another thing about your program. You usually look at numbers in frustration because they're usually bad and they're negative. But when you do the sales process, just the fact that you could look at numbers in a positive light, meaning this is what I'm intending on doing, instead of, man, all of my bills are down, I'm losing this, I'm losing that, or whatever, my bank account is negative. You don't have to look at it from a frustration point. You look at it from, I intend to make this amount of money, and this is going to clean up the frustration. Actually, I just focus on the intention, and then the rest of it takes care of itself. I don't even worry about the frustrations of this is low, I need to pay this or that. I just focus on the intention.
I love that. It's almost like, because I always ask the question, you know, if you had to let go of everything else and only focus, if you only were going to focus on your intention, what would you need to let go of? And a lot of times it's all the other things that we tend to focus on, right? We tend to focus on all these other things that are really irrelevant to the business at hand. But we don't know that because, again, our minds become so clouded and clogged, our environments become so clouded and clogged with just the stuff, the chaos of life, right? And so it's really a way of like recalibrating, resetting, remixing, and setting the deck, you know, clearing the decks so that you can actually have a sustainable business. So what do you see for yourself in the future, Ron? What do you see for yourself in the future in terms of where you're going to take this and how it supports you in going forward?
Yeah, I'm definitely just in the beginning stages. Just taking it higher and higher, just increasing those intentions when I do my sales blitzes. And that way, it can get me to the levels that I need to do. You can do huge numbers. Just like you said, the frustration is what really stops you. It's not so much fear. You're just frustrated at a certain point about your business. But once you get clear about what you're trying to do, you can, the frustrations kind of go to the background and you kind of just work on your intentions. That's like key. That's really key. And with this, I know I can take my business to whatever level I want to, basically.
Right.
I haven't even capped it. I'm just growing it.
I love it. So any advice that you'd have for anybody that may be considering, I'm going to invite people to come and do a strategy session with me. So you're going to see a little button, a little invitation to apply for a strategy session. We can have just a complimentary conversation about your business and just see if this makes any sense, or if it might be a right fit. But any advice that you'd have for anybody that's considering applying for a strategy session or considering the process, anything that you would say to them, given what you know now?
You have to go through a strategy session. There's just no way around it. And the reason I say that, not just because I just started business, I've been studying different things for like over 20 years now. What Veronica has is definitely a breakthrough to get you to the income that you want to get to. And you can do it quickly as you want to, as quick as you want to let go of all the frustrations. She has it. You have to contact her and get this strategy session. It's a must.
Okay. Cool, Ron. Thank you so much. It's great to hang with you today, spend time with you today. I look forward to hearing even more great stories about how you are winning at the real estate game. So, this is Veronica Conway, and thank you for joining us today. This is How to Go from Zero to $60,000 in 90 days or less. This is what's possible for you. So if any of what we've said today resonates with you, you know, if you're feeling a little bit stuck and, you know, you just know that something needs to change but you're not quite sure what needs to change, then I invite you to reach out and schedule a strategy session with me, and, you know, we'll hop on the phone. A lot of times, you know, just having the conversation is such a clarifier. People have said to me that just a conversation with me can be one of the most clarifying conversations that they've ever had in terms of them getting clear about what dialing in, like what's not working and what how it could work. So if nothing else, you'll leave the call with a profound amount of clarity about where you are in your life and business. So I invite you to go ahead and sign up. You'll see the application somewhere on this website. Until next time, we're going to do a series of these interviews. Until next time, this is Veronica Conway and Ron Hendricks. Thank you for joining us today, Ron. We appreciate you.
All righty. Thanks
a
lot.
Thank you. Thank you. It's Veronica Conway for the G8 Intensive and Smart Soulful Selling, signing off. Until next time.